Hello? Yeah. Welcome to day 28 of the Lent EMP. I'll just open us up in a prayer. Yes, Father, Lord God, I just thank you for today, for bringing us together, Father God, to hear your word and just be able to come and just pray, Father Lord. I just pray that this word that is going to be spoken over us, that would open our hearts, Father God, and our minds, Father Lord, and that you'd be planted in the good soil, Father Lord. And I just lift up the rest of this time as well, Father God. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll start with a video first.
Today we're listening to Acts 16. And in Acts 16, there's this story of Paul having a vision and a Macedonian man appearing saying, come and help us. Now that happened in Colombia. One of the national workers that we have works on the rivers, and he has a canoe and he's going up the river with a motor starting listening groups. Well, the Holy Spirit told him to go up the river further. Well, he was going into a narco trafficking and guerrilla area, which is dangerous, and yet the Holy Spirit said go up farther, and as he went up farther he became to be afraid because he could be killed, and yet the Spirit said, go, go. And he went farther and farther until finally he came to a village and the Spirit said, here. He got out and a woman came up to him wondering, why are you here? Because strangers don't come. And he said, well, the Lord has sent me to bring this audio Bible. The minute she saw it, she screamed and ran down the center of the village, people coming out looking at him. He's thinking, do I run? But he stays. 5 minutes later, this woman comes back dragging this blind man. She's talking a mile a minute. When she gets to him, he begins to understand this is the pastor. And the pastor begins to explain that several weeks before, he had gathered the people and had been praying. He said, God, I'm blind and my people are illiterate. I've heard there's an audio Bible. Can you send me one? The woman had agreed with that prayer, but never believed it was possible. So when the man said, I brought you an audio Bible, she had just screamed with excitement and joy. God is sending his word into some of the most unreached parts of the world.
If you would open up the app, and today's verse is going to be from Luke 12, 22 to 34, and also Acts 16, verse 1 through 15. If you will follow along with me, from Luke. And he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thieves approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I'll read from the Acts 16, verse 1 through 15. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance and observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Troas, he made a direct voyage to Samaras and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is leading city of the district of Macedonia and Roman colony. He remained in the city some days. And on the Sabbath day, he went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized and her household was well, she urged us, saying, "If you had judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. I'll read a devotional. There's a small hinge that swings a big door in Acts 16. The name of this hinge is Lydia. We read, Lydia was a God-fearer. That is, she was a Gentile, non-Jewish, who, on verse 14, worshipped God. She met Paul on the river right outside of Philippi and believed his testimony about Jesus. Lydia seems to have been prosperous, a businesswoman, a seller in purple clothes. Purple dye was difficult to attain and consequently expensive. So why is a businesswoman who gets baptized as a Christian such a big deal? Doesn't it happen just about every day of the year somewhere in the world? What big door did this small hinge open? She was the first Christian in Europe. Today, there are estimated to be 565 million Christians in Europe, and by 1910, Europe had accounted for 66.3% of the world's Christian population. You might think of yourselves as a small hinge and ask God today what big door he wants you to open. And let's do the prayer together. Father, we pray for our seminaries and Bible colleges that the training of our future leaders would not just be academic issues. We pray for all students in these institutions to be equipped for your faithful service. Amen. So today, I'm just going to be sharing on the passage on Luke. So I think most of the people in the world, they worry about all sorts of things, right? They worry about what they're going to eat, what they're going to hear, just like the verses in verse 22, right? And they're about money, their jobs, their relationships, you know, their children. And if you have children, their schoolings and what they're going to do and all sorts of things. Especially in Hong Kong, where we live, is quite prevalent of people talking about it and discussing about it and stressing over it. And it basically takes up your time and mind on focusing on these things. And worrying is not constructive, and it just distracts you from what really needs to be done. But it can even lead to like depressions and things like that, and even physically harm you. So in today's verses, Luke chapter 12, this passage kind of simply straight up tells you and instructs you not to worry. If we read in verse 29, and do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. So it seems very direct. It seems very simple. But sometimes it's quite hard to do, right? And in verse 24 and 25, it gives an example about the food, right? Because the raven, as you know, in Jewish sense, in their laws, raven is considered to be a very unholy animal. It's very filthy. So it's kind of like the lowest of the low in terms of the animals. But Luke uses this as an example, saying how God takes care of the ravens, how much more he's going to take care of the people that believes in him. And also in terms of like clothings, you know, he talks about the lily in verse 27 to 28, like how it comparing to all that Solomon had, who had many beautiful things, it's nothing. But so the Bible is just giving us very simple instructions. I mean, obviously, back in the days, they didn't have maybe, you know, these kind of jobs or schools that they need to worry about. But it comes down to the basics, right? It asks us to, so they're asking us to do a very simple thing, do not worry, and do not worry about all these things. And the solution to this is quite straightforward as well. So if you look at verse 31, it says, instead, seek his kingdom and these things will be added to you. I think seeking his kingdom just kind of also means being thankful for what you actually already have. And just being able to give thanks to God on a daily basis. So it actually kind of comes down to your heart issue, where your heart lies, that kind of really matters. So just give us a short testimony. So by profession, I do a lot of like planning. I do project management. So I need to plan like well in advance of things that needs to happen, and I need to plan for things that might go wrong. So I need like plan A and plan B and plan C. So I'm like quite natural in terms of planning things out. So if things start going the wrong way, my natural instinct is to start kind of getting worried and trying to plan things around what needs to be done. So in 2017, I had been working at this company for, 6-7 years. And I just felt that it was time for me to actually move on. And if being a planner, normally I would line something up, and then once that job is over, then I could go on to the next one kind of smoothly, so that, I could provide for my family and things like that. But as I was praying, and, it was actually one of the only first time actually I've actually gone directly to PSAM to ask for kind of advice as well. Hey, what should I do? Just asking him for advice and things like that. And I came to peace about leaving the job without having anything lined up. So I resigned, and I was just spending my last month or so serving my notice and whatever. And part of me was, okay, my wife, Christina, she was working. We had enough savings or whatever. And, I had planned all these things. I'll take some time off, travel a little bit with my parents, do these things. And then, by the time I come back, I can start looking for a job. And then, I can find a job. And then that'll be all set. So, 3 or 4 days before my last day at my job, Christina gets a notice that she's actually let go of her position. So then both of us didn't have any job. We didn't know when we would get the next job. So then, usually Christina is more the faithful one. So she's normally the calm one. But because I've been actually preparing for this move, I was actually, I've been praying, I've been fasting and whatever. So I was actually more of the calm one. And she started to panic a little bit. And then, so she prayed as well. And she actually heard that God tell her, just relax, don't do anything. But being a person, she goes on, start applying for, all the jobs that she can find, really junior jobs that I know she wouldn't get because she's too senior. And she kept looking for all these jobs. One thing led to another. She actually found a temporary job through a friend, which happens to be similar to what I've been doing. The role that I've been kind of doing, So, because before she was telling me, she would tell me, "Oh, I really don't know what you do. You know, like you know, on a day-to-day basis, why do you always complain about your work and why do you always get stressed and things like that?" And so, but then she, you know, she actually got the job kind of similar to mine. She actually got to experience what I was going through. So you know, she had a part-time contract job, and what happened was that after that was done, I think it was about 6 months. Actually, the previous company asked her back for the same role, or actually a more senior role. So it actually kind of worked out. Obviously, for me, you know, it didn't pan out the way I expected. You know, I expected I'll just take 2 months off, start looking, find a job, and then get started working within like 5-6 months. Kind of dragged on. But in the end, you know, in about 9 months, I did find a job. And, you know, we were all set to doing whatever God planned us to do. And, you know, financially we're okay. Like, we didn't have to, like, take out a loan or borrow money or anything like that, which is, thank God for that, right? So, just looking back at this, all these situations, like, all these things that happened to us on a day-to-day, I just kind of reflected. Obviously, I was thankful, you know, looking behind your visions 2020, right? So, I was looking through and, you know, I got to really spend really quality time with my two kids during that period, because obviously I had a lot of time. As I mentioned, I initially planned to travel with my parents because they were going to South America, so, and I was able to join part of their long trip and spending time and, you know, spending quality time with them as well. And, you know, I did some volunteer works where a lot of new relationship has been made. And, you know, just overall, looking back, I just feel like my faith and also Christina's faith has increased tremendously through these experiences, because we were really able to let go of, you know, things that could have really hold us down, right? Like financial things, worrying about kids and things like that. But yeah, I was really thankful. So just going back to the passage, so it says in verse 31 and 32, instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. And fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So God is ready to give his kingdom. It's actually his pleasure to give what you need. He already knows, right? Yet we get bogged down by and getting worried about different things. And it also says in verse 30, for all nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows what you need them. So what differentiates us from the rest of the world is that, you know, these things shouldn't really bother you, shouldn't really get you worried, shouldn't, you know, really hold you back, because if our hearts are really aligned to what God's calling and what God is asking you to be faithful and what God is asking you to be thankful for, then, you know, God is so happy to just give you all these things, because even for the rest of the world, they're seeking after these things, he knows that. So I'm going to ask Amy to come up, but let us just meditate on this right now. Like, what are things that you're really worried about today? Let's lay them down and really seek after what is God's kingdom. What is it that he is asking you to do? And yeah, really seek after his kingdom, because it is his pleasure, and he really does want to give all these things to you, right? So let's just meditate on that today.
singing you this song, waiting at the cross, and all the world holds dear. I count it all as loss for the sake of knowing you, the glory of your name, to know the lasting joy, even sharing in your pain. Surrender all to you, all to you, and I surrender all to you, all to you, and I surrender.
So let's just, just pray. Just as we sang, Father, Lord God, we just really come before you and surrender everything to you, Father God. Our time, our money, our relationships, our jobs, Father God. All these things come from you, Father God. And we just thank you for these things and just really guide us and lead us. And just being able to laying down everything and just be able to align ourselves to the will of your kingdom, Father God. Give us the wisdom, Father God. Just be able to know and be able to hear you clearly what needs to be done, Father God. And just thank you for this time. I pray all this in Jesus' name. We'll go to the community prayers. Let's pray for those in our community that has cancer and those that are going through chemo and radiation therapy, just for their complete healing and for strength and physically, but also spiritually as well, Father. Especially want to lift up Calvin as he's really needs our prayer, especially for Calvin and Alicia and Christian. let's go through the next slide. Let's pray for those that are sick but also need salvation. Just pray for their healing but also for their salvation of their spirit. And for those that are around and praying for them, just be able to have an opportunity to lead them in the salvation. Let us pray for the others that are also just sick, just for their complete healing, and yeah, just be able to cover them. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job, that they would really be able to come before God and just be able to lay everything down and just be able to use their time wisely during this period as well. Let's pray for Hong Kong today, for the government, for the wealth gap, for the revival in the city, for the local and all the international churches in Hong Kong, for sports services, for Shanti, for Masses and Beauty, for Sons and Daughters, for CSW, for Mother's Choice, the Korean Church, and for the Hong Kong students, that they will not be stressed about their academics. And for the domestic helpers and the families in distress, let us pray together. Let us pray for our staff, for all the staff, for the pastoral and the admin staff, that they will just continue to be really aligned with God, and that that you will just bring unity among the team, and that they will just be able to continue the race that God has set before them, and just more anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let's also pray for the hospitality ministry, welcoming and barista ministry, for Pastor Andrew and Ashley as they lead this ministry. Just give them wisdom. And also for all the members that are volunteering, that as they welcome the newcomers and old, that their hearts will be just really open, and that everybody that comes to meet them would feel very at home when they enter the sanctuary. Let's also pray for the worship team, for Pastor Nate and for all the worship members, and also for the sound and AV team, for Conrad and Pastor Kenny, and also for all the volunteers there as well. As they lead worship, that it's not just their skills, but it's their heart that they're pouring over, and you just continue to just bless them in as they serve in these ministries. And lastly, let's pray for house churches that are meeting today. First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, Lido, OPR, and Soho. Just be with the leaders, and also be with the hosts that are hosting. And for all the members to just be able to come, and as a fellowship, your just presence be all over the meeting tonight. Yes, Lord Father God, I thank you for today, for all the things that we just pray together as a community. Father Lord, I just pray that all those that are sick, Father God, will receive healing, and just pray especially for Hong Kong, Father Lord, that you just continue to bless this country, for the city, especially those that are really worried and, you know, stressed and things like that. And just as you've shared today, Father Lord, as we seek your kingdom, that you would have the pleasure to just give your kingdom, and that we would find joy and peace and comfort in you. So I just really pray your covering over each and every one of us today and going forward, Father Lord. And I just thank you for this time. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.